Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
What do we got coming up now, Leisha?
We've got the Cats Protection in.
We got Emma from Cats Protection. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, what are you going to talk to us about this week?
Oh, I've got a few things on the agenda. We would like to talk to people about what you would like to do if you come across a stray cat, because it's getting to that time of year. It's getting colder, wetter. People start to worry about their strays when they see them.
Okay, I mean, are there more strays this time of year, or are people just more worried about it because the weather's not pleasant?
I think it's an uptake that people get more worried about what's going to happen to them in this weather.
So how can you tell it's a stray cat?
Well, this is the thing. This is the reason why we can't just take a cat straight into our care. Because with more people have their cats microchipped now because it's law.
Yes.
So not so many will wear collars. So it's not always obvious if a cat is owned or not.
No.
So the first thing we need people to do, or would help us for people to do, is actually to do a bit of groundwork to discover if that cat is in fact a stray.
Okay.
So if you were to call us and say, I think there's a stray cat in my neighbourhood, there are things that we would ask you to do. So if you can already do those before you contact us, then, you know, we can move so much quicker on that issue.
What sort of things would you ask people to do?
So we would, very basic, ask around your neighbourhood.
Yep.
Talk to your neighbours. Does anyone know if there's a new cat in the area? Has someone moved in? Have you adopted a new cat?
Yeah.
Is it just that we don't recognise it because it's new to the area?
Yeah.
And that, you know, obviously people are concerned for a good reason, but it could be very innocent.
Indeed it could.
You could get the cat scanned for a microchip and see if we can connect it to an owner. There are lots of people on the island. There are many, many cat lovers, especially you can find them through Facebook, people who have microchip scanners that can come out and scan the cat. Oh, just like you.
We've got one, yeah.
So that you'd be able to pop on Facebook and say, can anyone come and scan this cat for me? I don't know if it's got an owner or not.
Yeah,
we might find immediately.
If someone, let's say I scanned an unknown cat, who do I contact about? Do I contact you about the number, serial number that's popped up on the
Absolutely.
Screen?
Absolutely. As a charity, we would have access to those records.
Okay.
We would go onto the microchipper's website and it would be able to connect us to the owner.
Okay.
And then we might be able to just say to you, yep, do you know what? It's owned by a neighbour. We don't reveal any details, but we'd say, yeah, it's owned by a neighbour down the road to you. Absolutely
Leave
fine.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Or you could say, actually, this is registered to somebody in Bristol. We'll have to figure out what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there may be cause for concern. Or we might just need to phone those people and say, have you moved to the island recently? Because your cat's microchip says it's in Bristol.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's fine.
So
that's worth knowing. So it's do a bit of your own detective work first. Don't
it
immediately
really
assume
helps us if you can come to us and you've already done those steps, because then we could get, if the cat does need help, we can get it in quicker.
Okay, that's fine.
Obviously you can make social media posts.
Yeah.
If you can get pictures of the cats or cat, put it on social media. You could put posters up in your local area.
Yeah.
And we can help with that because, you know, not everyone has access to a printer.
No.
Or we can provide paper collars if the cat's approachable. What you do is you just stick this little removable paper collar on with our number on it that says, you know, if this is your cat, someone's a bit concerned about it, just phone us at Cats Protection.
Okay, that's fine.
So there's, like I say, if you can do those things in advance, come to us and say, I've tried XYZ, nothing's happened, then we can guarantee, do you know what?
Yeah.
You've done your best. That cat probably needs to come in.
Okay, that's fine. And, of course, if you scan it and it's not microchipped, you're a bit stuck, aren't you, really?
Yes, I mean, hopefully that is going to become less and less of an issue now that it is law. But there's always going to be cats that get missed.
Yes, indeed. Good. Okay, that's one thing. What's the next thing on your list? You got anything you want to add to that, Leisha? Are you all right?
No, I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Obviously, I would like to make a homing appeal for our lovely boy, Astro. And
yes.
I know you said you've mentioned Astro.
We've mentioned Astro a few times, yes.
Oh, bless him. He's now on 136 days in Cats Protection Care.
Right.
He has been in since the 18th of May.
That's a long time.
It is. It's way above our average. Cats usually do not stay with us.
Is there
long.
Some reason why he's not been appealing to the
do
public?
You know, we are racking our brains because everything we can see is he's lovely, he's friendly, he just wants to be around you. He plays, he loves his treats, he wants to sit next to you. These are all things that sound absolutely amazing to have as your cat. I don't know if it's because he's a black cat, because there's always been a little bit of a stigma around black cats.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that myself. But is he an indoor or an outdoor cat?
We've been told that he enjoys the outdoors. Obviously, while he's in care, he can't go out, but he would love to have access to the outdoors eventually.
And what about other pets and children and things like that?
I believe he would be an only pet. One I'm afraid I don't know off the top of my head, but people could have a look on our website for more information.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And Judy, there are other cats on your website as well.
Oh yes, we've got quite a few available at the moment.
He's the one you'd like to move on as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. When they've been in care for a long time, it's just not right. He's currently in a foster home. But fosterers are there as a temporary help. Our lovely fosterer, she has a deadline of her own. She's going to be going away, and we don't want him to come back into our care.
No, okay, that makes sense. So Astro, look on the Cats Protection website and you'll find a picture of him and
a lovely video.
Yeah, and he's cats from Cats Protection, they're microchipped, they're neutered, they've got all their vaccinations and everything, all the paperwork to go with it, so no problem at all there.
And they have health insurance free for the first 4 weeks as well.
Really made pet there, just to basically bring him home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just contact us about him, and if we think you are a appropriate match, you can go and visit him in his foster home.
Okay. What else have you got there then, Emma?
I have been asked if we could talk about the benefits of older cats, because they are another kind of cat that is always overlooked.
Yes, I mean, older cats, to me, it suggests they need to go possibly with an older person.
I mean, I think older people, they might both enjoy a slower pace of life.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
I mean, but, it's not a given. Some of the benefits that we find to older cats are that they are more homely. They might not roam as far. You might not have to worry about them getting lost, disappearing, or being out all day long if you want a companion.
Yeah.
More people work from home than ever now, so that could be something that would work for you. And they've also got a set personality. You know what you're getting. If you come into us and you want a cuddly cat, we can tell you if that's a cuddly cat. We've got years of history on that cat. Whereas when we give you a kitten, we're just, good luck, it's a kitten. It does what kittens do.
It'll turn into what it's going to turn into.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. You have no knowledge.
So you've got a number of older cats looking around at your...
We almost always have older cats in care. I mean, one of the reasons, there are many, many reasons cats come into care, but one is that their owner has passed away or gone into care, and they tend to have been with their owner a long time.
So what age are we talking about here for older cats?
Oh, older cats, I would say people think that a cat's old at quite a young age, but to us, a senior cat would probably be above about 15 plus. We've had cats come into our care that have been 20 or 21.
Yeah, okay.
So, and they still, get homed, and the time that they have, it could be many years more.
Cats could live
longer now than ever.
Yes, they do. Better healthcare and better food.
Absolutely. Yes. And we know more about them.
Good. Okay, so there's another reason to go and look at the Cats Protection website.
Absolutely. All the little oldies with their little sad faces.
I know the photographs are taken to the best advantage of the cat.
Of course. Yes. They don't want to be in care.
No. What else you got there, Emma?
The last thing I'd like to leave you with and everyone is a reminder that the seasons that are coming up now, we are going to have Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
And potentially over the Christmas period, all the fireworks will be coming out. So we just wanted to remind people of some ways to keep their pets, not just cats, to keep their pets safe while there are fireworks going on, because nobody needs to have the fireworks go off and the next day they're phoning us saying our cat hasn't come home.
That
would be devastating. So I have some tips for you.
Okay.
So obviously, the first one would be keep your cat indoors.
Absolutely.
That would save from the start. But while your cat is indoors, some of our suggestions are to create a safe space for your cat, somewhere it can hide and feel enclosed.
If it hasn't done that for itself already.
Most of them have their spots. Potentially if you already know it's got a beloved hidey spot, make sure it's got access. Keep your curtains and blinds closed so that they don't see those flashing lights. You could plug in a diffuser, for example, Fellaway, which is a natural pheromone which actually calms cats.
Never heard of that one.
No? We do use it in care because obviously it's a weird environment for them.
Yeah.
So yes, there's one called Fellaway, but there are other options as well.
Yeah.
You could put some music on or put the TV on to cover that sound. I mean, yeah. Hopefully if you're home and you're not bothered about the fireworks, you've probably got something on telly anyway.
Yes, indeed.
And also, they do remind you to stay calm yourself because the cat will feed off of your emotions.
In fact, last time there were some fireworks, our cat was sitting or curled up on his pedestal thing and looked up when he heard them, looked at us, and we were just watching telly, and went back to sleep again.
Yeah.
Ignored them ever after that. So.
My cat's a fairly jumpy cat, but because it's outdoors and it's not affecting him, exactly the same. He just goes, oh, all right then. Well,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, but get them in if you can. That's
yes.
What ours is usually in the evening.
It's just always prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, they're not going to run away and hide somewhere in someone's shed or something out of it.
Not if they're home, no.
Not if they're home, fine. Is that what you've got for us today?
Yeah, excellent. That was everything stuff that we wanted
how
to cover.
How can people find out more then?
Oh, well, absolutely go to our website. So that is cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight.
Yep.
It's all written out in full, no spaces, no underscores or anything.
Okay.
You can also give us a ring if you need to ask a question on 03000 12251.
Uh-huh.
Or you could email us at inquiries@isleofwight.cats.org.uk.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's hope lots of people get in contact, take some of the cats off your hands, make room for others.
Yeah, yes, please. Yeah. We've got 49 cats in care at the moment.
49?
They're not all on the website because they're not all ready for homing yet, but we've got plenty that need homes.
Right, so you're going to take, what, 40 of those in leash?
I would.
Oh.
Yeah, your dad's listening to this. He's going, no, no, no.
I know. I think at a certain point we have to say, that's enough cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually do have a quick question.
Yes.
I'm really confused at what Zay does.
Okay, I'll try.
So if this happens every single time he eats, and he just does it like when he's roaming around the house, he even does it at doors. So every time he eats, he has to keep digging, and then he does it at the door sometimes. I don't know why he does that.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard that one before. A lot of things are from cats' natural instincts from back when, because they evolved from the African wild cat. So you would probably go back to something that a wild animal did.
Mm.
So
it feels like it's burying something.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If it would be to cover, like to hide the scent of something so that other animals didn't know it was there. Again, it comes from ancestor. So it's not that it's relevant now, it's just that his brain's telling him to do it.
What you're saying is you need four or five more cats in your house.
Yeah, he does it to like doors as well. He did it yesterday at the door, and I was like, I'm like, what are you doing?
I mean, that we had a discussion about earlier. We were saying that cats, where they're so curious, they always need to know what's behind a closed door. So that's his way of saying, tell me what's behind the closed door.
The door's scratching it. I don't think you want to go in there, because that's like our like where our Christmas stuff is and all our like decorations.
Oh, but you're keeping it from him.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants
like
to put
doors.
His scent all over it and say that's mine.
Right, thank you for coming in, Emma.
No, thank you for having me.
And we'll see somebody from Cats Protection again next month.
Yes.
With an update.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.